Today's daf is Erev in Daf Dalet, and we are two lines from the bottom of Daf Gimel Amud Beis, V'Rava Mishmei de Rav Nachman Amar. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shleima for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza and Avram ben Gittel. So Erev in Daf Dalet is a little bit of a welcomed digression from some of the more intense dafin in Masechtas Erevin, and it really picks up from the top of the Yomit. The Gemara brought a memra that Abaye said in the name of Rav Nachman. Amra Abaye Mishmei de Rav Nachman, Amas Sukkah v'Amas Mavui ba'ama bas chamisha, Amas Kalayim ba'ama bas shisha. We're accustomed to think that an Amma, which was the standard measurement that was used in the Torah and Bimei Chazal, was made up of six tefachim. But the truth is, Abaye said, I heard from Rav Nachman, that that's not always the case. There's an amma that's made up of six tefachim, and then there's an amma that's made up of five tefachim. So how do you know which is which? So Abaye said that when you're learning Masechta Sukkah, when you're learning the laws of Mavoi, which is of course what we're learning right now, the amma is actually made up of five tefachim. When you're learning Masechta Kelayim, and you find different Mishnayos that talk about an amma, there the amma is bas shisha tefachim. What's the reason behind it? What's the methodology? So Rashi said, in the course of explaining Shitas Abaya, it's because we always go l'chumra. So when the chumra is for the amma to be made up of six tefachim, it's going to be made up of six tefachim. When the amma is going to, where the chumra is going to be for the amma to be made up of five tefachim, it's going to be made up of five tefachim. So it's not so much that sukkah and mavoi is one way and kalayim is another way. It's more about what's the chumra. You always go l'chumra. If the chumra is for it to be five, it's going to be five. If the chumra is for it to be six, it's going to be six. Zok the Gemara, Ravin Shmei Rav Nachman Amar. All of that was Shitas Abaye. But Rava heard also from Rav Nachman, but a little bit differently. Kol Amos ba'amah bashisha. All Amos, whether it's the Amma of Sukkah, whether it's the Amma of Mavoi, whether it's the Amma of Kalayim, or any other Sugyan Shas, all Ammas are made up of six Tfachim. There's no Amma, Beloshen Chazal, that's made up of five Tfachim. Elo, why? However, Rava said, I did hear from Nachman that there are two different types of Ammas. Halolu Soichakois, Valolu Atsefois. Meaning, there is a bigger Amma and a smaller Amma, but the difference is not six Tfachim versus five Tfachim. They're all six Tfachim. But there's an Amma that's made up of six Tfachim where the Tfachim are a little bit bigger, and then there's an Amma that's made up of six Tfachim where the Tfachim are going to be a little bit smaller. So what's the basic understanding of that? An Amma is made up of Tfachim. A tefach, if you were going to narrow it down a little bit more, is made up of etzbois. So there are four etzbois to the tefach, and then, according to Rava, there's six tefachim to the amma. The question is, an etzba, your finger, when you take your four fingers and you want to create now the tefach, to use as your building block to establish what the amma is, how closely together are you supposed to put your fingers? Do you put them together really close? That's atzefos, like when a person is angry, so he takes his lips and he firmly puts them together. Is that the way your fingers are supposed to be? Or is it supposed to be soichakos, a little bit more relaxed, which would mean there'd be a little bit of room between the fingers, which means that the tefach would be a little bit bigger. Said Rava, sometimes the amma is made up of six tefachim, which is made up of four etzbois that are soichakos, which means that each tefach is a little bit bigger, which then by definition means the amma is going to be a little bit bigger. And sometimes the amma is going to be made up of six tefachim, which is made up of four etzbois, which where each one of the etzbois are a little tighter, they're a little smaller than mitzumtzam, they're atzevos. What does it depend on? The same thing it depended on, according to Abaya. You're always going to go l'chumra. If the chumra is for the amma to be a little bit bigger, it's going to be bigger. If the chumra is going to be for amma to be a little bit smaller, it's going to be smaller. So using the three examples that Abaya was referring to, and that is sukkah and mavoi and kalayim. Sukkah and mavoi, the chumra was for it to be smaller. So according to Rav, the amma is going to be made up of six tefachim, but it's going to be tefachim that are atzevos. Whereas kalayim, the chumra is for it to be a little bit bigger, so there the amma is going to be made up of six tefachim, but the six tefachim are going to be soichakai. So both Abaya and Rav Mishmei de Rav Nachman agree that there are two types of ammas. There's the bigger amma and then there's the smaller amma. The question is, just practically, what is the bigger amma? What is the smaller amma? According to Abaya, the bigger amma is the amma that's made up of six tefachim. The smaller amma is the amma that's made up of five tefachim. According to Rava, all ammas are made up of six tefachim. The bigger amma is the amma that's made up of six tfachim that are soichakois. The smaller amma is the amma that's made up of six tfachim that are atsevas. When do you use the big amma? When do you use the small amma? There Abaye and Rav are in agreement. It's always l'chumra. If the chumra is to go with the bigger amma, you're going to go with the bigger amma. If the chumra is to go with the smaller amma, you're going to go with the smaller amma. Freik the Gemara Akasha. Meisave. It's Abaye and Rav debated something which at first glance would seem to be a mefurisha b'raisa. Every time we find amin chazal, it always means an amma that was made up of six tfachim. However, not all amis are the same. So the Gemara says, very simple. According to Rava, this b'raisa is literally hishita. The amma is always made up of six tfachim. However, ubilvad, what's the disclaimer? What's the asterisk? Even though it's always six tfachim, but they're still not always the same because the tfachim are not always the same. Oh, that's literally Rav Ashita. Sometimes the tefach's a little bit bigger, sometimes it's a little bit smaller. But according to Abaye, it's not true. All amas are made up of six tfachim. No, sometimes it's made up of six tfachim, sometimes it's made up of five tfachim. Abaye is going to tell you, Ema amas kalayim ba'amas bashisha. So the Gemara says, in order for Abaye to reconcile this braisa with what he was mekabel from Rav Nachman, you have to make an edit, a very big edit. You have to say that when the Braisa says, Kol Amos, Sha'amru Chachamim, Ma'amah Bashish, it doesn't mean all Amos. Not all the Amos, as in Amas Mavoy and Amas Sukkah, and any other place in Shas where you find the word Amos. Rather, it's referring to a specific area of Halacha, the area of Kalayim, which Abaye himself acknowledged, that when it comes to the laws of Kalayim, being that the Chumrah is for the Amos to be larger, so it's for that reason over there it's an amma bas shisha. But the Gemara says, even if you want to edit the braisa, which is of course a little forced, but let's say you want to do that, but it doesn't work in this braisa because midiktani sefer, it says in the sefer, Shem gamli elomer kol amma shavu chachamim bikalayim amma bas shisha ubevad shalo yehu mitzum tzomois. Reb Shimon Gamliel is the sefer of the braisa, and Reb Shimon Gamliel is commenting on what the chachamim said. The chachamim said kol amma shavu chachamim ba amma bas shisha. Says Reb Shimon Gamliel, no. Kol amma sh'amru chachamim b'kelayim is ba'amma bas shisha. However, the amma is made up of tfachim that are soichakos. But the point is, it's Rav Shimon Gamliel that's talking about kelayim. Abaye is suggesting that maybe the chachamim were only referring to kelayim. If that's the case, there's no machloikis between Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Chachamim, because that is Rav Shimon Gamliel's shita in this braisa. Meaning, mechal the Tanakama kol amis kamer. It's clear that the Tanakama is talking about all amis. Amal Chabayis, so the Gemara says you're right. Abaye is going to have no choice but to say that v'lav mi ikra Rav Shimon Gamliel dekoy kavasi. I'm not the Amrik Rav Shimon Gamliel. Meaning, you're right. I don't shtim with the Chachamim. I said that sometimes an am is made up of five tvachim, sometimes an am is made up of six tvachim. You quoted the Gemara did a braisa that says kol amis amru Chachamim ba'am bashisha, but you acknowledge that same braisa has a sheet that's Rav Shimon Gamliel that says what I said, and that is kol amma shamru chachamim only b'kalayim is ba'amma bashisha. Sabaya says it's true, on the one hand my sheet is inconsistent with the chachamim sheet of that braisa, but at the same time it's matim with Rav Shimon Gamliel sheet. So what would be the kash on Abaye from the braisa? How could Abaye and Amor go connected a tana? He has a tana de misayayale. He has Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So the Gemara, la Abaye vadi tanohi. So as a sikum, what comes out from what we just said, says the Gemara, according to Abaye, it's obvious that really it's a machlokes tanam, whether amma shamru chachamim aba amma bas chamisha sometimes and amma bas shisha sometimes, or whether it's always going to be the amma bas shisha. Abaye said mishmedu Rav Nachman that sometimes an amma bas chamisha tvachim, sometimes bas shisha tvachim. After further review, it's really a machlokes tanam. Abaye is saying really shitas Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, but the chachamim argue with Rav Shimon ben Gamliel because according to the chachamim, all the amos are bas shisha. Meaning, in Abaye's world, it's a machlokes tanam. That's obvious. But according to Rava, do you have to say that it's a machloikis tanoim? Or maybe not. Meaning, Rava Shita stims with the chachamim of the braisa. Rava said, all amis are bashisha tvachim. That was the shita sachachamim. Kol amish amru chachamim, ba'am bashisha. At first glance, Rav Shimon Gamliel is arguing. Rav Shimon Gamliel said, kol amish amru chachamim bikilayim is ba'am bashisha. But the Gemara says, is that necessarily the case? Or maybe there's another way to learn Rav Shimon Gamliel. Maybe Rav Shimon Gamliel is not arguing with the chachamim according to Rava. So the Gemara says, amalach Rava, you're right. Rav Shimon Gamliel, ha'as lashminon, could be he's not arguing, and here's that other tzad. But rather, what he's saying is that amas kilayim lo yitzansen. Rava Kintaina, that maybe everybody holds like I'm saying. Everybody holds that the Am is always made up of six Svachim. So what did Rav Shmuel Gamliel when he said, Kol Amish Amru Chachamim Bekalayim Na'ama Bas Shisha Ubevad Shloyim Mitzum Tzomais? He wasn't coming to add that it's only by Kalayim that it's an Amma Bas Shisha. You know what he was coming to add? He was contributing to this discussion, the second part. Ubevad Shloyim Mitzum Tzomais. Because the Chachamim acknowledged that sometimes the Amma is a bigger Amma, sometimes it's a smaller Amma. The Chachamim said, "Kol Amish Amru Chachamim Bama Bashisha Ubevad Shelo Yehu Mechuvanos." What does that mean? Sometimes it's bigger, sometimes it's smaller. When is it bigger? When is it smaller? That's Rav Shmuel Gamliel's contribution. That Amas Kalayim Lo Yitzansim. That the Amma of Kalayim is going to be the bigger Amma. But as it relates to Rav Shmuel Gamliel arguing with the main point of the Chachamim, and that is the Amma is always Bashisha Tvachim, it could be as it relates to that he wasn't coming to argue. The Gemara says, but if that's the case, Vleim Amas Kalayim Lo Yitzansim. So why did Rav Shmuel Gamliel talk so much? Why was he so wordy? Why did he say Kol Amisha Amru Chachamim Bikalayim V'Amma Bashisha? If that's not being debated, everybody agrees that the Amos are always six Tfachim, not only by Kalayim. So why did Rav Shmuel Gamliel say Kol Amisha Amru Chachamim? He should have just said that Amas Kalayim Lo Yitzamsein V'Amma Bashisha L'Mutei Ma. It sounds like he's coming to imagine something. Lav L'Mutei Amas Sukav Amas Mavi. He's probably coming to say that no, it's not always an Amma Bashisha Tfachim. He's probably coming to say Shita Sabaya. And if that's the case, even Rava would have to acknowledge that his shita that he said over in the name of Rav Nachman is really b'machloikis shnuya. It's really machloikis between Rav Shmuel Gamliel and the Chachamim. Mara says, "Lo, it could be he's coming to be ma'ayit something else." L'me'utei ama yisoid va'ama soiviv. He's coming to be ma'ayit the ama that was the yisoid of the mizbeach and the ama that was the soiviv of the mizbeach. So the mizbeach in certain parts had a yisoid, a little foundation that was one ama thick, one ama tall. It served the purpose. The shirayim, the leftover dam after the zrika, was poured sometimes down the yisoid. But either way, that yisoid was an amma thick. The amma, the mizbeach, also had a soivev. A soivev was a border that went more towards the middle of the mizbeach that the kohen would sometimes stand on when he was doing certain avodas. And again, it was an amma. How big was that amma? That amma, everybody agrees, was bas chamisha tefachim. And even Rav Meshmedu Rav Nachman, even the Chav, everybody agrees that that amma was a little bit different. It was chamisha tefachim, and that's where Rav Shimon Gamliel was commenting. Kol amma she'amru chachamim b'kalayim b'amma bashisha. Yeah, you're right. He's coming to me with my something, because otherwise he doesn't have to repeat that the amma of kalayim is bashisha. All amma is a bashisha. True, he is coming to be ma'ayit something, but not amos that are negeya halacha, not the amo of sukkah, not the amo of mavoi. He's not coming to say shitas abaya mishmeder Rav Nachman. He's coming to be ma'ayit some historical fact. Once upon a time, there was a Beis HaMikdash, and there was a Mizbeach, and the Mizbeach had a Yisoid and a Soiviv, and that had to be an Amma. That Amma was Bas Chamisha Tvachim. And how do you know that? Chsiv, it's from a Pasuk in Yecheskel Perek Mem Gimel. Again, a little more kachim here in the beginning of Masech Des Erevin. Ami v'roichav ala chamor. The Eilam Midos HaMizbeach ba'Amma. So the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, after mentioning the dimensions of the Mizbeach, so it says, Ve'Eilam, the aforementioned, were the Midos HaMizbeach ba'Amma. Now this Amma, that was the Mizbeach, was an Amma which is made up of an amma v'toifach. What does this mean? So when we're learning this Gemara, it's kishmak. Because an amma could be six tvachim, an amma could be five tvachim. The ammas of the mizbeach were ammas bas shisha tvachim, which is an amma and a tefach of the amma bas chamisha tvachim. So the amma was made up of an amma and a toifach, an amma and a tefach. The amma bas chamisha tvachim is five tvachim. Add a tefach, you get yourself your amma bas shisha tvachim. The end of the pasuk is v'cheiko amma v'amma roichav u'gvula el svasa saviv zeres ha'echad v'zeh hamizbeach. What does this all mean? Cheiko amma ze yisoid. It's referring to the yisoid. V'amma roichav ze soiviv. It's referring to the soiviv. U'gvula el svasa saviv elu akronis. It's referring to the four corners, the kronis that protruded on the top of the mizbeach. V'zeh gav hamizbeach ze mizbeach hazav. It's referring to the mizbeach hazav, the mizbeach that was in the heichel that was an amma by amma. And the end of the pasuk is saying that those four things, which all measured an amma, was an amma bas chamisha tvachim, not like the other midas hamizbeach, which was an amma bas shisha tvachim. Right? The pasuk is saying two things. Ve'elam midas hamizbeach ba'amos. The basic dimensions in the mizbeach were amma's bas shisha tvachim. They were an amma, which is made up of an amma and a toifach, as it relates to the cheka amma, which is the Yesod, the Amareichev, which is the Soivev, the Gvula El Svasa Soviv, which is the Kronos, the Zegav HaMizbeach, which is the Mizbeach Hazov. Those Amas were made up of Chamisha Tvachim. So Rav Shimon Gamliel is coming and saying that the Amah of Kalayim is Bashisha Tvachim. You're right, he's coming to Mimayit something. Otherwise, he wouldn't have said that. But he's not coming to Mimayit Halachos, he's coming to Mimayit what the Mizbeach looked like, certain aspects of it, which were in fact made up of an Amah Bas Chamisha Tvachim, even though ordinarily it's supposed to be an Amah Bas Shisha Tvachim. So what's the bottom line? The bottom line is we have a machloikis between Abaya Virova, like we often do in Chas. This is a little unique because they're both Mishmei de Rav Nachman. They weren't taking their own positions, but they were arguing Vasal Rav Nachman Gehalten. What was Rav Nachman's opinion on this matter? But either way, Abaya had one Messiah from Rav Nachman, Rav had a different Messiah from Rav Nachman. They both agree that not all Amis were created equally. The question is, some are bigger, some are smaller, but what's the bigger size, and what's the smaller size? According to Abaya, the bigger Amma is the Amma that's made up of 6 Tvachim. The smaller Amma is the Amma that's made up of 5 Tvachim. According to Rava, all Ammas were made up of 6 Tvachim. The question is, were the Tvachim, which are made up of Etzbois, 4 Etzbois, are the Etzbois Seichakos, or the Etzbois Atzeves? Seichakos would be the bigger, Atzeves would be the smaller. When do you know which Amma to work with? You always go the Chumrah. If the Chumrah is the bigger one, you're going to go with the bigger one. If the Chumrah is the smaller one, you're going to go with the smaller one. The Gemara said that this machloikis, Abaya v'Rabim Shmeidu Rav Nach, is really a machloikis Tanam, a machloikis between Rav Shimon ben Gamliel and the Chachamim. And the Gemara said that according to Abaya, anyways, it's Batuach, it's Vadai a machloikis Tanam, which, by the way, means that Abaya Shita only works according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel in the Cheshbon of the Gemara. It doesn't work with the Shita of the Chachamim. Abaya, at the end of the day, was really saying Shita is Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rava, it comes out a little bit better. You don't have to say that it's a Machlokes Tanam. Rava Shita, for sure, would be the Shita of the Chachamim. But not just that. There's an added benefit that you could even make it work according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, like the Gemara did. So on the note of Shiurim, the Gemara digresses a little bit. And the Gemara is going to mention something that it mentions in many places in Shas. Omer Rav Chiya Barashi, Omer Rav, Shiurim, all Shiurim in the Torah. Chatzitzin, the laws of Chatzitza. Someone toivel in a mikvah, you have to make sure there's no Chatzitza. Umechitzin, and the laws of Mechitzois, of Mesachus Erevin fame. Halacha L'moshe Misinai. All these laws are Halacha L'moshe Misinai. The Gemara explains, Shiurim is Halacha L'moshe Misinai, Dei Raisahu. How could you tell me Shiurim is Halacha L'moshe Misinai? Everybody knows that Shiurim is a pasuk in the Torah. Now, there's no pasuk in the Torah that talks about Shiurim. There's no pasuk in the Torah that says when you sit down to the Leila Seder and you eat matzah, you have to eat a kazayas. There's no pasuk in the Torah that says that in order for a person to get malchus for eating nevela, he would have to eat. But there is a pasuk that says Eretz Chita Usa'ira V'Gefen Uteena V'Rimoin Eretz Zeyes Shemen Udvash. Pasuk, what the pasuk is referring to are the peiros Shenishtapcha Behem Eretz Yisrael. These are the 7 peiros that make Eretz Yisrael really chashev. However, Chazal Darshan this follows. This entire pasuk is really a reference to different Shiurei Torah. How so? Chita, when the Torah mentions Chita, wheat, likidetanan, it's a shear that's negeh the following Mishnah. A Mishnah in the 13th parak of Mesechtes Negoim. Hanichnas l'bayis hamenuga. If somebody enters a house that has a nega, so a person could become a mitzayra, clothing can become a mitzayra, a house can become a mitzayra as well. If somebody enters a bayis hamenuga, he becomes tameh. This Mishnah discusses some of those details. So if somebody enters a house that is menuga, that has this nega, the Caleb al Ksefov, if a person's carrying his clothing, the sandal with the bais of the yadav, and he's holding his rings and his shoes in his hand, he and the clothing and the rings and the shoes are going to become tummy immediately. The reason is because the pasuk says, v'habala bayis, someone that enters the house becomes tummy right away. In this case, the person entered the house, his clothing entered the house, his everything entered the house. He's not wearing his clothing. They walked in together. If, however, he was wearing his clothing, or he was wearing his shoes, then he's tummy right away because he's a Baal Abayis. But the hain, as relates to the clothing that he's wearing, to Hayrin, they're going to be tar. They don't become tummy right away. Unless he remains there for a certain amount of time. What's the shear? How long does he have to be there? The amount of time that it takes to eat a pras, a half a loaf of bread. What kind of bread? Paschitin. Wheat bread, as opposed to barley bread, may say the amount of time that it would take to eat a half a loaf of wheat bread while he's reclining, as in the Leil HaSeder, and he's dipping it into trina, something. But the point is that the shear of how long the clothing would have to be inside the bayis hamenuga in order for it to be tamei is dependent on the amount of time that it takes to eat a half a loaf of bread. What kind of bread? Wheat bread. So you see, chita is associated with a shear. Sa'ira, where do you find sa'ira is associated with a shear? That's easy. Tonight we learn to the Mishnah. Etzem kisa'ira, a mace is metama. Tumas maga, tumas masa, even tumas oil. What about one bone of a mace? It's also metama, but it has to be a certain share. How big does the bone have to be in order for it to be metama? Kisaira, if it's the size of a barley, talachis is metama b'magu b'masa. Someone touches it, or if it moves, then it's going to be tummy. Ve'ena metama b'oil. However, there's no tumas oil. But the point is that there's an idea of etzem kisaira. That's metama. So you see, the barley again is symbolic of a shear, gefen. Where do you find the shear associated with gefen? Kedei revias yayin lenazir. Rashi says, what does this mean? That means a nazir, we know, is not allowed to drink wine. How much wine is he not allowed to drink? A revias. Gefen is a remez of that shear, because gefen, grapes, which is where wine comes from, you see, is associated with the shear revias. Tosfos says, I don't understand Rashi, because the shear is not the gefen. The gefen is like the nevela. The gefen is the thing that the nazir is not supposed to eat. I thought the pasuk is the shear. The chita is the shear. It's the bread that you would have to eat or determine how long it would take to eat in order to decide whether these kelim atomi are not. The sa'ir is the shear of the etzem. Over here, the gefen is the macholei sasurais. The shear is the revius. What does the revius have to do with? So because of that, long toisvis over here, daftalon and aleph, tois has a different shot. The fourth one is te'ena, mesach Shabbos fein, a te'ena, a fig, kegregus, leitzah, Shabbos. In order for a person to violate the malacha vaitzah, the malacha gerua, the 39th malacha, you have to carry a dover chashav. Not only that, you have to carry a shear chashav of the dover chashav. How much food? Meaning, what's the shear chashav when it comes to food as it relates to the malacha of haitzah? It's the shear of a te'ena, the size of a groigris. Incidentally, we saw this many times when we learned Masach the Shabbos, that even though the lashon of Chazal is te'ena ki groigris lo haitzah Shabbos, but haitzah is lav dafka. All melecha Shabbos that are nogei of food, the shear of the food is always a te'ena. Why the Tana picked haitzah versus any one of the other 38 malachas, so we can use our imagination, perhaps. But either way, this is another example where haitzah is featured disproportionately, because it's not only haitzah, it's te'ena kegregus for all malachas Shabbos. Why are we picking haitzah Shabbos? Rimoin, where's a rimoin issue? Now we learned the Mishnah called klei balavat, and shuk rimoin him. If you have a keli that's tameh, and it develops a hole to the point that it's not functional anymore, it becomes tar. If the keli that you have is a keli that belongs to a balabayas, it was something that was used for solids, not for liquids. If it has a hole the size of a pomegranate, the size of a rimoin, it becomes tar. So you see, rimoin is a shear as well. Eretz zeh shemen. Where do you find the zayas is a shear? The Gemara says, that's pashit. Eretz shekol shiurei kizayis. When all the shiurei atayir kizayis. Kol shiurei sol gadayit. What do you mean? We just mentioned a few. Eleim eretz shiurei shiurei kizayis. And most shiurei atayirah is kizayis. And finally, devash. Dvash is referring to honey that comes from dates. So although you don't have a shear that's associated with honey, but you do have a shear that's associated with dates, which is from where the dvash comes. Where do you have the shear of a date? You're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. How much are you not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur? The size of a large date. Either way, what is the Gemara trying to do? What's the punchline? You see from here that the pasuk eretz chito sa'ira v'gefenu te'ena v'rimayin eretz eishemenu dvash kol ha'pasuk kulei l'shiurim nemro. This is a pasuk that's mentioning the shiurei Torah. So how could the Gemara say that shiurim chatzitzunu mechitzan halacha l'moshe misinai omer avchia barashi omer rav shiurim halacha l'moshe misinai? It's not halacha l'moshe misinai, it's a pasuk in the Torah. Halacha l'moshe misinai would suggest that it was transmitted orally, but there's no pasuk in the Torah. You see, there is a pasuk in the Torah. Zok the Gemara, but let's be honest. Is this a mafurish apasik? What? When it says chita, it's talking about bayis hamenuga. When it says rimoin, we're talking about mesachtes kalim. When it says te'ena, we're learning hilcha Shabbos. No. The pasik is talking about the perish and the shtapchem and meret Yisrael. This is all a remes. So it's not a stira. Ela hilchas and ninu. Really, this is all alach l'mayshu misinai v'asmechinu rabbanan akroi. And all we just did was mention an asmachta. It's worth, and it bears repeating, the beautiful piece from the Noida B'Yehuda and the Tzlach in Masechtes Brachos Daf Mem Aleph. We did a whole read bite on this back in the day. But just to repeat the Vart, so you have the Parsha of Shiurim that were said where? in the pasuk that talks about the Perish and Eshtapchem and Eretz Yisrael, which almost feels like there's some connection between the Shiurim and Eretz Yisrael. I mean, this pasuk is all Eretz Yisrael. Eretz, Chito, Sa'ira, V'gefen, Retainer, V'rimoin, Eretz, Zeh, Hashem, Rudvash. Kol ha-pasuk kula, le'inyin Shiurim, Nemra. Freik denoy de Yehuda. What does the Shiurim have to do with Eretz Yisrael? Shiurim are not mitzvahs at tluyas baretz. You're not allowed to eat nevela in Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to eat nevela in Chutz La'aretz. You have a mitzvah to eat matzah in Eretz Yisrael. You have a mitzvah to eat matzah in Chutz La'aretz. There's mitzvahs at tluyas baretz, but shiurim has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. Says the Noi Rabbi Yehuda Dover Nifla. He says Rabbi Yochanan Shita is that chatzis shiur is asam in Torah, which means that even if a person would eat less than a kazayas of nevela, he'd be over an iser in the Torah. All the shiurim was said with regards to meaning, if in order for a person to be punished for an aveira that he does, whether it's malchus, whether it's misas bezdin, whether it's kares, whether it's a carbon, it's with regards to that that it's negeya the halacha of shir. But the isra itself, chatzi shir asam natayr, says the Noi de Yehuda, all the shiurim can only be enforced in Eretz Yisrael. A carbon you can only bring in Eretz Yisrael. Misas Bezdin can only be done in Eretz Yisrael. Even Malchus, you need Dayanim that are musmachim from Eretz Yisrael. So says the Noi de Yehuda, in a deeper sense, L'shitas Rabbi Yochanan, there's a connection between the land of Eretz Yisrael and between the Shiurim. Because the Shiurim are really not so negeya in Chutz La'aretz. All the manifestations practically of the Shiurim are only negeya in Eretz Yisrael. So says the Noi de Yehuda, in a comment in the Tzlach, tucked away, brachas daf mem aleph. That's the tiefkeit of why the pasuk of the perish and the shtapchem and Eretz Yisrael is related to kol ha-pasuk zeh the shiurim nemra. Either way, so Rabbi Chiba Rashi said in the name of Rav three things. He said shiurim, chatzitzin, and mechitzin are all halachim l'moshim Sinai. Freik the Gemara, chatzitzin is halachim l'moshim Sinai. Dairaisin inu. No, chatzitzin, there's a real drasha that teaches me the laws of chatzitzin. Again, what does chatzitzin mean? If a person's tummy has to go to the mikvah, so he has to make sure that he goes into the mikvah. There can't be anything that's mafsik between him and the water. There can't be a chatzitza. The chassid, where do you find chatzitza in the Torah? The pasuk says, "Verachatz b'mayim es kol besari." And we learn from this, "Lehei dava chaytz b'msari l'mayim." The drash is "Verachatz b'mayim." The person has to be in the water. There can't be anything between him and the water. Another thing that we learn from there is "b'mayim." We learn "b'mei mikvah." Rashi says, as opposed to "mayim chayim." There's certain parshas in the Torah where you need "mayim chayim." The Tyrus HaMetzorah, the Paraduma. There were times when you needed a certain type of water. No, Mayim, as long as it's water, that's fine. And Kol Basari teaches me another Allah Mayim Shekol Gufa Ilabem, that the shear of the mikveh has to be enough water where a person's entire body can fit in. The Kamehain, so what's the size of a person? Amma al Amma. Berum Sholesh Amos, V'shir Ruch HaChamim, the shir that we know, Mei Mikvar Bamsa. But what do you see from here? You see that the laws of Chatzitza is a pasuk in the Torah. Verachatz b'mayim shlo yehi davar chaytzeis b'msar l'mayim. So again, Hakrav Chiba Rashi say in the name of Rav, chatzitzin or alach l'mayim shemisinai. It's not alach l'mayim shemisinai, it's a pasuk. So the Gemara says, ki yitzdur echilcha so l'sarit. No, it's true. The basic halacha of chatzitza is a pasuk in the Torah. The alach l'mayim shemisinai was a halacha l'mayim shemisinai that was being mefarish, a pasuk in the Torah, and it was coming to elaborate, and it was coming to explain. And that is that here is also considered a chatzitza. Meaning, is here, a person's here. Is it a chatzitza or is it not a chatzitza? So what's the person supposed to do? Take his hair off before he goes to the mikvah? No, the Gemara explains. If a person has a here and there's a knot in the here, one here, a nima achas, that's kshura, that's tight, chaytzetzes, it's a chatzitza. And the reason is because water can't get into that knot. So there's a little bit of here that's not going to make direct contact with the water. Shalosh, if you have three hears that are tied together, ain't a chaytzetzen, it's not a chatzitza. Shtayim, any idea? But two, Rabbi Bar Rav Huna said, I'm not sure about. But either way, what's the makar that a knotted here is considered a chatzitza? That's learned out from halacha l'mayim shemisinai. But the Gemara says, sorry, nami de raisu, it's not true. I know here is a chatzitza from pasuk as well. Time we learned to the raisu, brachas, it's called besaroi. S is always l'rabbis. L'rabbis what? Es hatofa l'besaroi. Not only the pasuk, but even the here. V'zeh oseya. So you see that here being a chatzitza is also a pasuk. So what do I need the halacha l'mayim shemisinai for? So the Gemara ki asoy hilchasa, another very important Gemara, when you learn mikvahs and you learn the laws of chatzitza, the halacha l'mayim shemisinai was coming to teach me a different halacha. L'ruba yulumiyutai. Ulemakbid ulishay makbid. What does this mean? Ukid Rav Yitzchak. Dom Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak said, "Var Torah miday raiso, ruboy umakbid olav chaytzis." The only time something's considered a chatzitza is number one, if this chatzitza is ruboy, it consumes the majority of the person, umakbid olav, and it's something that it bothers him. But v'she'ene makbid alav, ene chaytzeitz. If it's not ruboy, or it's not something he cares about, either one of those two things, it's not a chatzitza midei raisa. However, midrabanan it is. V'gadzru al ruboy she'ene makbid. Chavim said that if you have a chatzitza that's ruboy, but you're not makbid on it, even though midei raisa shouldn't be an issue, but we're going to treat it as a chatzitza, mishum ruboy makbid, because it's too similar. You are makbid, you're not makbid. That's a slippery slope. And as a result, Rubai She'enei Makbid is an issue. Additionally, Val Miyot HaMakbid. The Chum said the same thing, that even if it's on a miyot of the person, but if you're Makbid you care about, Mishim Rubai HaMakbid, it's going to be a problem. Faith in Gemara. So why would the Chum only Mak Goyzer on Rubai She'enei Makbid and Miyot HaMakbid, even though really Midai Raisa, it's only a problem where it's Rubai and Makbid, the Ligzoy Nami Al Miyotai She'enei Makbid? Why didn't the Chum take the Gzeira a step further and say that even if it's a miyut, that you're not makbid, it should always be a problem? Why? Mishum miyut ha-makbid. Once you're telling me that miyut ha-makbid is an issue, said miyut she'enei makbid should also be a problem. Or inami mishum rubi she'enei makbid. Miyut she'enei makbid should be an issue, Gzeira mishum rubi. Meaning there's two reasons or two ways you can go as to why a miyut she'enei makbid should be a problem. Either make the gzeira mishum miyut ha-makbid, or make the gzeira mishum ruboy she'enei makbid. Again, it has one of the two things in common. So the Gemara says, no, very simple. He goof gzeira. Va'nekum v'nigza. Classic Gemara's. Gzeira l'gzeira. Ruboy ha-makbid is the d'iraisa problem. So over there, if you check off two of the boxes, it's a chatzitza mid'iraisa. What if I check off one of the boxes? Midrabbana, we're going to make a gzeira. So one of the issues, you meet the qualification of ruboy. You meet the qualification of Hamakbid. So even though Midairais is not an issue because you don't meet both, but Midirabanan, it's going to be an issue. But if you have none of the boxes on the Uraisa level, but you meet one of the boxes on the Dirabana level, that's already Xera Lexera. So Xera up to Dairaisa you're gonna make. Xera Lexera you're not gonna make. So why are we talking about this? Because again, the Gemara brought Rav Chiya bar Rashi in the name of Rav's famous statement, Shiurim Chatzitzin U'mechitzin, Halacha L'moish Misinai. Chatzitzin is Halacha L'moish Misinai. What do you mean? It's not from a pasuk. It says, V'rochetz b'mayim es kol b'sorei, that the basar has to make direct contact with the water. And if it doesn't make direct contact with the water, it's a chatzitzin, it's going to be a problem. See, it's a pasuk. It's not Halacha L'moish Misinai. Says the Gemara, you're right. The basic premise of chatzitzin is a pasuk. It's not Halacha L'moish Misinai. But there's a very important aspect of the laws of chatzitza, that is halacha l'mayish misinai. What is that very important aspect? The halacha that midai raisa dvar Torah, meaning the dvar Torah is not the pasuk. The dvar Torah is the halacha l'mayish misinai. Rubayu makbid olav chaytzeitz, everything else is only midrabanan. Finally, Rav said, mechitzois are also dai raisa. The concept of a mechitza is also halacha l'mayish misinai. Frank the Gemara, mechitzois, dai raisa ninu, damamar, Aroin Tisha, the Aroin was 9 tefachim tall. The Kapiris Tefach, we're coming full circle, and the Kapiris was 1 tefach. So if you add the 9 tefachim that was the Aroin, and the Kapiris, the cover, which was 1 tefach, Harekan Asara, you end up with 10 tefachim. Now the truth is, the Gemara's question is Iker Chosim and Asefer. And Rashi says that in order to fully appreciate this Gemara, you have to learn the Gemara Masech Tesukah, Dafeim and Aleph. The Gemara over there discusses the idea that the Shechina is loy yardo lemata me'asara. The Shechina never comes and descends properly onto this world. Yet, we know that the Shechina was on the Yaron. Because when Moshe Rabbeinu would enter the Mishkan and he would communicate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Pasuk says, v'nayadati itcha, it came from the Kapiris. So we know the Shechina rested on top of the Yaron. We also know that the Shechina never came onto the Aretz, but it was on the Yaron. So what do you see from there? That the area that's on top of the Aron is not considered part of the Aron. It's considered a Rishus Bifnei Atzmai. How tall was the Aron? It was 10 Tfachim. So you see from there that 10 Tfachim is considered a separate Rishus. So the Gemara's argument is that once you see that 10 Tfachim is a separate Rishus, because you see it's mafsik between this world, so to speak, the Aron, and where HaKadosh Baruch Hu resides. So if 10 tefachim is considered a rishus, then the shir of a mechitza should presumably also be 10 tefachim. One doesn't necessarily beget the other. It's a little bit of a tzushtal. Ayin sukkah dafeir meral. But that's what the Gemara is saying. So the Gemara is saying, why do I need a lachem? To tell me that a mechitza is the concept of mechitzos. I know the concept of mechitzos. I know it from Sukkim already. I know there's an idea that a mechitza has to be 10 tfachim. How do I know mechitza has to be 10 tfachim? Because you see, 10 tfachim is a cutoff. How do I know it's a cutoff? Because the Shechina doesn't go lamata, but yet the Shechina will go on top of the Arim, which is up until 10 tfachim from lamata. So you see, there's an idea of a mechitza of a 10 tfachim. So what do I need in the Lachal Meshim Sinai? So the Gemara says, Lo Yitzricha Elo the Rabbi Yehuda. You know what you need it for? You need it according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because that cheshbin, that 10 tfachim is the cutoff, based on the fact that the Aron was 9 tfachim and the Kaparis was another tefach, really doesn't work according to all the Tanan. So who's this? And therefore, being that it doesn't work according to all the Tanan, according to the Tanan that you can't make that cheshbin, that's where you would need the Halacha L'mayishmi Sin. Who's that Tan of whom it doesn't work? Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Amas Binyan Ba'amabas Shisha, but Amas Kelim Ba'amabas Chamisha. We're really coming full circle. Rabbi Yehuda held that even though the Amas in the Torah were made up of 6 tfachim, but the Amah of the Kelim were really only made up of 5 tfachim. The Aron was one of the Kelim. How tall was the Aron? It was Amah V'chetzi. We assumed was 9 tfachim. That's how you get the Aron is 9 tfachim plus the tefach, that's the kapiris. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the Amma was bas chamisha tfachim, so how much is Amma v'chetzi? It's 7.5 tfachim plus the tefach, that's the kapiris. So you end up with 8.5 tfachim. So this whole shtickle Torah doesn't work. This idea of knowing 10 tfachim from the Aron is true if the Aron's Amma v'chetzi is 9 tfachim. But if it's really 7.5 tfachim, then your number is 8.5. We know 8.5 is not a mechitza, that's not a cutoff. So the Gemara says, Enochinami, maybe Rav needed it according to Rav Yehuda, and according to Rav Meir, it's not okay. Rav Meir, that's what the Gemara says, okay, but according to Rav Meir, Kol Amos, Hoy Bebein is my Ikel Meimer. At the end of the day, Halacha L'Meishim Yisinai is not really supposed to be debatable. It's supposed to be something that everybody accepts. So how is Rav Meir going to make this work? The Gemara says, Rav Meir, Ki Asoi Hilchas Olegud, V'lov V'lodef V'nachuma. There are other halachas and hilchas mechitzas, Shoneimol, as we're going to see. Meaning not The idea that a mechitza has to be 10 tfachim, yeah, that's important. But there are other halachis as well, and it's those other halachis that Rav was referring to when he said that mechitzas are halacha l'moshe mi Sinai excel. So today's daf was really made up of two parts. The first half of the daf discussed the machloikis Abaya and Rav and Mishmeid Rav Nachman, which we saw may be a machloikis between Rav Shimon ben Gamliel and the Chachamim, and that is, we know there are two types of amos, and different sugyos, hashas, that discuss amos. The exact dimension of those amos are not always going to be the same. There's the bigger amah and there's a small amah. According to Abaya, sometimes the amah is bashisha tvachim, sometimes it's baschamisha tvachim. According to Rabbah, it's always bashisha tvachim, sometimes it's soichakos, and sometimes it's tzatzefes. That was the first half of the daf. The second half of the daf was Om Rav Chiya Barashi, Om Rav, Shiurim, Chatzitzin, Umechitzin, Halacha L'moshim Yisinai. All the Shiurei HaTorah, some of the really important halachos of Chatzitza, most of the important halachas of mechitzos are all known halacha l'moshe misinai. So one ha'ara as it relates to the first part of the daf, and one ha'ara as it relates to the latter part of the daf. So as it relates to the machloikis, Abaye v'Rava. So you're learning a sugya, and the Gemara says something about an amma. So after internalizing Irvin daf gimel, Irvin daf dalid, you know there's two types of ammas. But it's also machloikis between Abaye and Rava. So who do we paskin like? Do we paskin like Abaye, or do we paskin like Rava? Do we paskin that all amos are bashisha tfachim like Rava? This is going to be bigger and smaller, soichakos and atzevos, just based on what the chumrah is? Or do we paskin like Abaye? Sometimes the amos is going to be bashisha tfachim, sometimes it's going to be bas chamisha tfachim. Not surprisingly, the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim, Simin Shin Samach Gimel, Paskins like Rava. I'll just read some of the words. Davka b'she'enoi namuch, pachas me'asara tfachim meruvachim. V'loyehe rechava yoysem me'eser amois, mitzum tzomois. V'she'ehe arkay arba amois, meruvachois. It sounds complicated. It is a little complicated. Because literally, the Shulchan Aruch, when it goes through all these halachas of tefachim and amos, you can't just say amos and tefach. Is it bigger amos or is it smaller amos? Why? Because we know there's two types of amos. There's the bigger and there's the smaller. But the point is, Shulchan Aruch says clearly that it's always going to be bashish tefachim. The question is, are they going to be meruvachos or are they going to be mitzumtzamos? The Shulchan Aruch, as you would expect, paskins like Rava. The Rosh in his pirush on this Gemara, when he's mefarish, the Gemara says that I think that halacha is like Rava, And says the Rosh, why do I think the halacha is like Rava? So he says, because when we went through the Gemara, just in the Pshat in the Gemara, Rava came out a little bit more geschmack. Because we saw in the Gemara that this machlokes Abaye Barava was really a machlokes between Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Chachamim. Abaye's Shita only worked according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rava's Shita worked according to the Chachamim. In fact, the Gemara even had a way to make Rava work according to Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Chachamim. So says the Rosh, it makes more sense that the halacha should be like Rava rather than be like Abaye. Because if I go like Abaye, I'm taking Rav Shimon Gamliel over the Chachamim. If I go like Rava, I'm taking the Chachamim over Rav Shimon Gamliel. If there's a machlokes Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Chachamim, the halach is probably like the Chachamim. And not just that, the Gemara even was able to make Rava work according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. So it says, the Rosh, based on my understanding of Kol Yapsak, I think it's a no-brainer that the halacha should be like Rava rather than the halacha should be like Abaye. I saw in the Chachma Shloima, in the new Shulchan Aruch, so the Chachma Shloima, Rav Shloima Kluger says, Tzarech Iyun Gadol. He says, I don't understand the Rosh. The Rosh said a shtickle Torah, very nice cheshbon. You have to be holding in the cheshbon of today's daf to fully appreciate it. But the Rosh said a nice shtickle Torah to explain why the halach in this sugya should be like Rava, rather than the halach should be like Abaye. What do I need a shtickle Torah for? Every child that ever went to fifth grade knows, Eilu Metzias, whenever there's a machlokes in Abaye for Rava, you don't take that for granted today. But whenever there's a machlokes Abaye v'Rava, the halacha is like Rava, with six exceptions. Yal Kagam. So says the Rav Shloima Kluger, this is not one of the Yal Kagams. So if this is not one of the Yal Kagams, so of course the halacha is like Rava. So what was the Havamina that the halacha should be like Abaye? The Rosh is Avishtukal Torah. No, because according to Abaye, it's Rav Shimon Gamliel. According to Rava, it's the Chachamim. So Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Chachamim, the halacha is like the Chachamim. It's not one of the Yal Kagams. So if it's not one of the Yal Kagams, what would have been the Havamina that Allah. So Rav Shloima Kluger says something that's unbelievable. He says a davar nifla. We know that Allah is like Abaye six times. Yal Kagam. What are the Yal Kagams? So the Yud is Yishalay Midas, the Ayin is Eid Zaymil Mafreya, the Lamid, which is coming up in the next 10 dafin or so, is Lechi Ha'oimed Me'elav, the Kuf is Kedum Shem Mesrum Labia, Mumaychal Veyos Lahachis, right? The point is we have the Yal Kagams, right? We have the Yal Kagams. We understand usually that Chazal went through six sugyas in Shas, came out like Abaye in those six places, and then formulated the Yal Kagam as a simon for us to remember the six times that the Allah is like Abaye. Says Rav Shloima Kluger was a little different. There was a Mesoira. There was a Mesoira in Klal Yisrael that there were six times that the Allah was like Abaye over Rava, and the simon for that Mesoira was Yal Kagam. And you know what the Rishonim and the Ga'onim did? They had to work a little backwards. They had to go through some of these Gemaras to figure out exactly. They had to work and figure out what are the Yal Kagams. Says Rav Shloima Kluger, you know why the Rosh needed a Shtickle Torah? Because on a Shtickle Torah, you could have argued that maybe the Ayin of Yal Kagam is not referring to Eid Zoymim Lemafreya. Maybe it's referring to Atzevois, Miloshen Ungesetzt. What's Atzevois? It's the Tvachim. Maybe it's what it's referring to. Maybe it's literally referring to our sugi over here. Maybe the men of the Yal Kagam is Mitzum Tzavois. How do you know what it is? There was another tzad. That's why the Rosh needed a Shtickle Torah to say, no, the halacha is like Rava, and don't get excited. This has nothing to do with Abaye Shita. But Ayin Shom and the Rav Shloima Kluger, he said, you could have weaved this into the Yal Kagam. And being that you could have weaved this into the Yal Kagam, so maybe the halacha would have been like Abaye over here. Kamash Malon, they know the halacha is like Rava. Why is the halacha like Rava? Because according to Abaye, you're taking Rav Shimon Gamliel's Shita over the Chachamim, and it's very doichik to take the Shita of Rav Shimon Gamliel over the Chachamim. One of the discussions that the Achronim talk about, we're not going to talk about this, but one of the things that the Achronim talk about in great detail, just to mention it, is that what comes out from the sugya is that sometimes the Am is bigger and sometimes the Am is smaller. What does it depend on? It depends on what the Chumrah is. You always go the Chumrah. Rav Kiva Eger in his Hagoyis on Shulchan Aruch, right here in Simen Shin Samach Gimel, and the Prima Gadim in Mishpat Zayisav, right here in his Hagoyis on Shulchan Aruch, they're both mistapic, and the Michas Chinuch talks about this in very great detail. And that is, what's the Vart? Is the Vart that the Chacham weren't sure? The Chacham had a Suffolk? The Chacham weren't sure. They didn't know what the Am is supposed to be. So you go here like Chumrah, and you go here like Chumrah, right? Is it that the Chacham simply were unsure, and it's for that reason the Chacham held that you're always supposed to go to Chumrah? Or the Chachamim weren't unsure?
This was the Mesoira. The Mesoira was not Misafik, you should go to Chumra, but rather the Mesoira is that whatever the Chumra is, that's what the Shear is. Meaning, is there one Shear or the Tershiur? Is there one Shear? We just don't know what it is. So, Mimele, you always have to go to Chumra. Or another with two Shearim. There's a Shear that's called a bigger Amma. There's a Shear that's called a smaller Amma. And sometimes you work with the bigger one, and sometimes you work with the smaller one. What does that depend on? It depends on what the Chumra is. If the Chumra is, to go with the bigger one, you go with the bigger one. If the Chumra is to go with the smaller one, then you're going to go with the smaller one. Says the Prima Gadin, what's a Nafka Mina? So I'll tell you another Nafka Mina. What would be if you have another Suffolk? Can you make a Sfek Sveka? So figure out what the case is. It's going to be too confusing to talk it through. But figure out a case where now I have an Amma Mitzuntzim, maybe, but not a bigger Amma. But I'm dealing with a Halacha that's only Suffolk. So would you say now I have a Sfek Sveka, you can go Lakula? If really it's a Suffolk what the Amma is, and you're only going L'chumra Misafik, so when you have one Suffolk, you go L'chumra. But when you have two Svekas, you don't go L'chumra. If, however, it's a din that there are two Ammas and you always use the bigger Amma when it's a Chumra, not Misafik, because you don't know, but because that is the halacha. The halacha is that you always go l'chumra. So if it's something that you're supposed to do, but teres vaday, then it's not a suffik. You can't be mitzdarefit with another suffik. I mean, the one big kasha, and this is a very obvious kasha, and we'll pick this up on another day, but the one obvious kasha with saying that it's a suffik is that based on the rules and regulations of suffik and kol ha-teru kula, so it's true, misafik you go l'chumra, but only if it's a suffik deiraisa. Sveika deiraisa, you go l'chumra, but sveika derabanan, you go l'kula. Mavui, for example, is a parasha derabanan. So if mavui is a parasha derabanan, we're going to see in a Gemara coming up that the Gemara says when you have a suffik and a mavui, you go l'kula. Why? Because mavui is a parasha derabanan. So if it's a parasha derabanan, you're supposed to go l'kula. So if that's the case, shouldn't it be a sveika derabanan and l'kula? So why is it that misafik, as it relates to the mavui, you go with the Abbas Chamisha Tvachim according to Abaya, or you go with the Atsevois according to Rava? L'chura, it should be just the opposite. L'chura over there, being that it's a Derabbanan and it's a Suffolk, so Misuffolk, you should go L'kula. Rabbi Yosef Engel, in his Gilyoni Ashas, asks this Kasha. He says, I don't understand. Rashi seems to say that this is a Suffolk. If it's a Suffolk, Suffolk Mavu, you're supposed to go L'kula. Why Suffolk Mavu, you're going to L'chumra? But that's Pasha, that this Kasha is only a Kasha if we don't know. If Chazal weren't sure what the Amma is, and they knew there was a bigger one and a smaller one, and just or they weren't sure if it was bigger or smaller, and they didn't know what the Halach is, so Misafik, they said, always be machmas. That's a good kasha. Why Misafik be machmas by a mavoi? You should be mekel Misafik when it comes to a mavoi. If, however, there were two shiurim, so then you could say the way the shiurim were given was that you always take the more chamashir. That's always what you're supposed to do. It doesn't matter if it's a derais, it's a derabanan. You let it be machmas by a derabanan. No one says not to be machmas. Ha machmas tovi olav brach is true by yisuri derabanan as well. It's just that when you have a safik derabanan, there's a rule that says safik derabanan l'kula. You don't have to be machmas. You're allowed to be mekel. But if it's a din that you always take on the more chomer shear, so maybe that shear was, that din was stated for day rises, and it was stated for the rabbanas equally. Either way, that's the first aura. The second aura is the Gemara mentioned shiurim chatzitzin u'mechitzin are halacha l'moshe misinai. And the Gemara said that mechitzin are halacha l'moshe misinai. We know mechitza. Mechitza is a passing in the Torah. The aron was 9 tfachim, the kaparis was a tefach. We know the shechina didn't go lit. The Maila, too close down. We know it resided on top of the Aron, which means that 10 Tfachim above ground is considered already a separate place. So you see from there the concept of Mechitzas. We know, the Gemara says in Mesachtes Megillah, that Yudah Midbeis, Amar Rab Levi said, Dover ze Mesoiris Biyodeinu Me'aviseinu, that Mokim Ha'Aron Eina Min Amidah. That even though the Aron was 9 tefachim, it was a 10th tefach, Machlokes Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, it had a certain width, but the Aron was Eina Min Amidah. Tanya Nami Hachi, Aron She'asa Moshe, and the Gemara says that the Mokum of the Aron was Eina Min Amidah. What's the significance of the fact that the Mokum of the Aron was Eina Min Amidah? There's a drasha from the Chassam Sofer. It's in his Shabbos HaGadol drashas. And the Chassam Sofer gave this drasha in the year Tav Kuf Samach Beis, 1802. And the Chassam Sofer asked a gewaldige kasha. Every yid sits down at his Leil Seder and he starts the Seder, Holach Ma'anya. Kol dichvin yesei v'yechol, kol ditzrich yesei v'yechol. Everybody's invited. Whoever wants to come can come. Says the Chassam Sofer, let's be honest. Is that true? Are you being honest? What would be if all your neighbors showed up and they decided they're crashing, they're coming for the Seder? You wouldn't have enough matzahs. You wouldn't have enough wine. It would be impossible. So it's not true. So if it's not true, how could you start your Seder by saying the Dvar Sheker? You start off the Seder by saying, Kol Dichvin Yesei V'yechol, Kol, I mean, it sounds nice, but is it MS? You start to say that maybe the holiest maimed of the year with a Dvar Sheker. Kol dichvin yesev yechel, kol ditzuch yesev yifzach. That's the Chassam Sofer's kasha. Says the Chassam Sofer, the question's a mistake. It's a mistake. He says that Chazal, if you go through the Gemaras that talk about Kamsa bar Kamsa, you know, how many Yidden lived in Eretz Yisrael at the time of the Beis HaMikdash? All the Midrashim and Eicha. Some say the math doesn't seem to add up. There were too many Jews living in Eretz Yisrael at that time for a land that's Arba Meis Parsal, Arba Meis Parsal, to have been able to contain everybody. Chassam Sofer says that we know Chazal say there were 10 miracles that happened in Eretz Yisrael. When there was a Beis HaMikdash, one of them was Me'olam Lo Omar Adam Tzar Li Amakim. When the Yidden used to flock to Yerushalayim, they never felt uncomfortable. Me'olam Lo Omar Adam Tzar Li Amakim. You find in the Azara that the Yidden were Oimdim Tzfufim and they were Mishtachvin Revachim. There's a Medrash Rabbah that says when the Yidden crossed the Yarden, so all the Jews were able to stand Bein Abadim, literally between the Badim of the Aron. He says, how's this all power? What does this all mean? Says the Chassam Sofer, this is the Yesoid. The Yesoid is that Ruchnius is not confined. It's not bound by the laws of physics. Physical things have to conform and comply with the laws of physics. But Ruchnius is not bound. It's not Meshubet to physics. Eretz Yisrael is an Eretz HaKadosha. And because it's a holy land, the numbers don't have to add up. The census could be disproportionate to the geographical size of the land. It doesn't have to add up. Yeah, and Chutz La'aretz has to add up. But Eretz Yisrael, which is a land of Kedusha, it doesn't have to land up. Yerushalayim was more Kaddish than Eretz Yisrael. Yerushalayim is Ir HaKadosh. That was the Ir HaNifchar. And because Yerushalayim is more Kedusha, there, it was even on a higher level that the land wasn't meshubet to physics. Not only did people fit, but people even felt comfortable. The Azorah, which was even on a higher level of Kedusha, the Azorah, they were meshtachim revachim. They even had ravchus. And then the Aron, which is the holiest place on earth, literally, Kodesh HaKadoshim, Bein Abadim, all of Klal Yisrael, 600,000 people were able to fit Bein Abadim. What's the message? What's the Pnimiyas HaTorah? That Ruchnius is not Meshubet to Zman. Ruchnius is not Meshubet to Makom. Because all these physical things, they have absolutely no bearing. They have no bearing. Says the Chassam Sofer, if a Yid sits down at his Seder, Belel Pesach, and he makes his house into a Mikdash Ma'at, and he understands that this is a time where there's Tzinoiris of Amunah that are coming down to this world, and he understands that the matzah that he's eating is Maichel de Mehem Nusa, and he gets on a deep, deep level the Ruchnius connection that he is getting right now at this time, then his Seder is not Mugbal by the laws of physics, and he can say with a straight face, Kol dichvin yesev v'yechol. Kol ditzrich yesev v'yifzach. Everybody's invited. Everybody can come. How's that possible? How is it possible that the Yidden and the Azorah were oimden tzvuchim v'mishtachim v'rabachim? He says, you know it was possible? It was possible because it was a mokum of Kedusha. And if you can make your Seder into a mokum of Kedusha, you can invite all your neighbors and there's going to be enough matzahs, there's going to be enough wine. Everyone's going to have everything that they need. This idea that Chassam Sofer says in Drush Yudalid, on the Drushes in Shabbos HaGadol, is something that he says in like 20 places. This is one of his yesoidis that he repeats over and over and over again. One of the places the Chassam Sofer talks about this is in his drasha on Elul. So the Chassam Sofer gave a lot of Elul drushes, and one of his Elul drushes, Zach Elul, and one of his Zach Elul drushes, so the Chassam Sofer brings a vart that he heard from Moiri V'Rabbi Afla. He said something that he heard from the Afla. The pasuk says in Parshas Kisavoy, Baruch Atah Ba'ir, Baruch Atah Basadeh, Baruch Pribitnecho B'yad Mascha, Upi Vehemtecho, Shkar Lofecha V'ashoy Tzernecho, Baruch Tanacha U'mishartecho, Baruch Atah B'vayecho, U'baruch Atah B'tzeisecho. What does it mean, Baruch Tanacha U'mishartecho? Tanach is a basket. So Rashi says, Baruch Tanacha Peroisecho. The peros that you have in your basket are going to be blessed. Baruch Tanacha U'mishartecho. But said the Chassam Sofer, I heard from my Rebbe Dafla, and it's printed in the Panim Yafos. He said that my Rebbe used to say it's a mistake. The Pasuk doesn't just mean that the Peros are going to be blessed. You know what it means? The basket's going to be blessed. What's the significance? The basket's going to be a bless. The basket's going to be a mu'at ha-machzik ha-samarubo. And he says that's the greatest bracha a person can get. A person can be gebenched that you're a mu'at ha-machzik ha-samarubo. Imagine you get a bracha that you have another 3 hours in your day. What? That's an incredible. That's 3 hours of life. I mean, that's what that is. That's the greatest bracha. You're not going to live till you're 120. Now you can live till you're 140 because you just got another 10, 15, 20% of life because every day just expanded. So the floor said that's the bracha. Baruch Tanacha. Tanacha is the best with Samta Satana, right? That's what a Tanacha is. The bracha is not on the payrolls. Yeah, that too. Rashi says payrolls. But there's a bracha. There's a bracha on the Tanakh, on the base, on the clay kibbol. The Chasam Soviet has an idea that a person can become a mu'at ha-machzik ha-samarubo. In Ruchnias, people can be mu'at ha-machzik ha-samarubo. So I just thought this is good chizuk. You start a new mesechta, especially a hard mesechta, like mesechta's Erevin. You'd have to probably make a little bit more time. And where do you have time to do this? The teretz is when it comes to Ruchnias, when it comes to Limud HaTorah, when it comes to Chesed, when it comes to Achnasas Orchim, when it comes to Haskonis, when it comes to Avoyda in the base HaMikdash, there's no physics, there's no time, there's no makom. You could say, kol dichvin yesev yechol, kol ditzrich yesev yifsach. There's a bruch of baruch tanacha, not just the peiros that are in the tenna, but the tenna itself gets gebenched. We have the ability to become mu'it, hamachzik es hamerubo, to be zoichel lilmoid ulalame, the ksav soif that we say over in Parshas Bechukosai. But this is the idea, to be a mu'it, hamachzik es hamerubo, and that's the tifkeit. The orin was enem en amida. Of course it was min amida, but that's the pnim of Edom and Amida was it took up no place, it took up no zman, because Ruchnius, Dvorim Ruchniim, are not bound by the laws of physics.